Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened." All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's parables are surrounded by Wednesday's parable and its explanation. Again, as with the parable of the sower itself, this teaching is marked and interrupted with a meta-teaching of Jesus, that this is the Lord who is speaking, and his word is the very power of God. It goes forth as judgment. It divides those who hear it. It draws opposition from them, all while it holds out promise as well. To the crowds, he speaks in parables. To the scribes and the Pharisees, he responds to their questions with questions. What is powerful about our Lord, he hides in his words, always so that the arrogant and the wealthy and the proud and the self-confident go away sad or go away enraged. Is this not what we heard on Sunday and again this Monday? It's no trick that David's son should be David's Lord. Our God comes among his people to make his righteousness known. But then we see that his own do not receive him. What is shown in these parables is quite simple. It's not easily believed, though. The word of God which Christ came preaching is not strong or big or powerful in appearance. It's not always eloquent and beautiful in the scriptures. It's not always logical or well systematized. It's founded on the greatest of all weaknesses, the cross of Jesus Christ. And the word that we preach is folly then to many, maybe even to most. The movement, as some might want to style Christianity, was small, and its preacher was from a place as insignificant as Nazareth. But the promise that Jesus says is that it will grow, and it will persist, and it will pervade well beyond its appearances. We might observe many examples of this in history alone, how 12 became 3,000 in one day, how the Christian church has now spread to all corners of the world, how the leaven of the Lord's commandments has even shaped ethics and political principles of many nations, how his parables and his expressions have their cultural and literary place in many traditions. And these, though, could not be the fullness of that fulfillment, because his kingdom is not of this world. So it is that the branches of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church continue to grow and never shrink. The Apostolic Church, these are the roosts for people of all tribes and nations, languages and tongues, and from every age. And yet, we do not usually observe even what can be seen of the greatness of the Lord's kingdom of heaven. We are called to look not with our eyes, but to hear with our ears, and to believe the Lord's promises whether we are noticing them or not. Because the Lord's promises, the words that he is delivering, these are the means of giving the growth that he talks about in these parables. So it's worth listening in a little closer to the meta-teaching that is embedded in these parables. Jesus doesn't come as a man of mystery speaking on his own authority, but he is the very Word of God speaking on the Father's authority. He comes like Moses said he would, opening his mouth, and to him we are to listen. But here in today's gospel, Matthew points us instead to the words of Psalm 78. That's the quotation that Jesus is fulfilling. The Psalm of Asaph is the longest of the history psalms. We don't sing it at all, I don't think, and it usually goes overlooked because of that. But it is the psalm that best shows us the theological summary of the Old Testament, and it urges us extensively at the outset to hear. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. The rest of the psalm then goes on to tell, saga upon saga, of Israel's stubbornness. They're forgetting his works and promises. They're losing hope in God. They're decaying from his commandments. And the Lord sends his judgments to recall them, to rebuke them. Then he shows his mercy, and he stays his wrath, forgiving their iniquity. Then they remember that he was their rock, that he is their redeemer. And then at last, when the psalm kind of abruptly comes to an end, that the Lord chooses David, his servant, to feed his people. So, like Sunday's gospel, is this a dark saying or is this a clear one? Is this a parable or is this plain history? Well, to those who simply wish to grab and go, I bet it will remain dark. In fact, I bet you'll never read or pray that really long psalm. But to those who read it, those who read it again, those who mark it, those who learn it, those who inwardly digest it, the Lord promises to give life, and he promises to save you even when you fall away from it. He promises that what is hidden will pervade and will at last blossom, because his word is much greater than it seems always. The Lord's hidden work serves his great and his true work. His kingdom is the kingdom that grows out of repentance and faith, his continual cycle of rescue, which is received and accomplished by that very word. And he would have you also know and recognize him hidden in his word, so that you would set your hope in God. So that you would not forget his works, but keep his commandments and show his praises also to the next generation. This long sort of hearing takes more time, but this long sort of hearing is what enables his word to impact our whole lives and to go on to the next generation also. So he who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.